broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, March the 1st. 2023, first day of March. How about that? 15 minutes past the hour, and today I am broadcasting live from the studio. Now, normally on a Wednesday, I would not be doing that, but I had some business to attend to this morning, and you know what? It was beautiful outside this morning. First day of March. Temperatures certainly not bad for the first day of March, and nice and bright and sunny out. So I decided I would take a little trek over here to the studio. Now, yesterday morning, we did a lot of politics here on the station. We're going to play games today. So don't worry, we're not going to talk politics the whole time. But we had the mayor on yesterday. Now, that was not scheduled in regard to Bill Collins staying on the ballot. That was just our regular monthly meeting with Mayor Schertzer. And a lot of people yesterday said they heard that interview and found certain things interesting about it. I always enjoy when the mayor comes on. We never really have an agenda or an idea. Well, he doesn't have an idea of what we're going to talk about. Sometimes I do. And yesterday, certainly, we talked about Glenn running for mayor. We had not had a chance to talk about that. We talked about the protest that had went on against Bill Collins, which I do believe is in the newspaper today. If somebody could call and let me know, I'd be interested in hearing that. I think it actually is in the newspaper today, but it's pretty much what we told you yesterday here on this station, that a protest was brought against Bill Collins for his eligibility to be on the ballot. It was brought by a Democratic committee person, central committee person. It was supposed to go to hearing on Monday, and before the hearing ever got off the ground, we all found out that there was a statute that says a Democrat cannot protest a Republican in a primary. So, the Democrat who brought that petition, Christian Dunstan, had to withdraw his protest against Bill Collins, so Bill Collins will remain on the ballot through the primary. But the question of if this is going to happen again really was not clearly answered by Mr. Dunstan or anybody else yesterday. So to be honest with you, I don't know where it goes from here, but did anybody have anything interesting to say in regard to the interview with the mayor yesterday or the original story of Bill Collins, a protest being levied against Bill Collins as he makes his run for mayor here in Marion? Give me a buzz, and again, I'm at the studio today, so the number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And also, you can let me know if the story about the protest is in the paper today. I think it is called a protest when somebody does that, when they file paperwork in regard to wanting somebody on the ballot. But anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Also, did anybody find the interview yesterday with Mayor Schertzer of any interest? You know, I thought we talked about a lot of interesting things. Let's put it that way. I thought we really went down a line yesterday of things going on here in Marion. We talked about the financials here in Marion. We talked about downtown. We talked about all the people running for mayor. We talked about, really did a lot of elaboration in regard to the city of Marion. So again, 740-383-9944. And if you don't really have anything to say in regard to that interview, is it in the paper today? about Bill Collins and the whole thing being thrown out. I don't think it's probably the top story in the paper, if it is in there, but I imagine it is a story in there nonetheless. I did see it online this morning, so I know it's there. Well, today, does anybody know what today is? March the 1st, obviously. But does anybody know why this is an historic day for Marion, Ohio? Does anybody know the answer to that? Now, if you know the answer to that, I will enter you in for a chance to win this $10 Del Taco gift card and this Del Taco beanie. We're going to give both away today before 10 o'clock. So we have two big prizes to give away before 10 o'clock today. The Del Taco beanie hat, and we also have the Del Taco $10 gift certificate. Does anybody know why March the 1st is historic for people here in Marion, Ohio? Any guesses at all? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, well, maybe whoever is calling now does know why it is historic. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
In 1803, Ohio became a state.
You know, that's right. Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
You know, do you think...
120 years ago.
It's been a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, do you think most people know that? I always wonder.
I don't think so.
I know. It's something. How about this weather we're having for March?
I've read a lot of articles that could be really bad for insects if it turns cold.
You know, somebody was telling me the other night that their house had been infested somewhat with insects, and I wonder if that's because it hasn't been all that cold in January and February.
They think it's spring, and they're coming out. And, you know, if they said if it's some of the insects, like dragonflies, if it turns cold and they get killed, that we'll have a bad mosquito summer because they eat a lot of mosquito larvae. You know, and the bees can get messed up too, you know.
Well,
they think it's spring and the queen starts laying eggs and it turns cold, you know, they can run out of food and it's not good, you know, and unless it stays this way and, you know, doesn't get a real cold, you know, below freezing, you know, because the insects can't survive freezing. You know, they have been hibernating.
No, and you know what I worry about is people who have animals who go outside, a lot of times these insects like to attach themselves to animals.
Right, bring them in the house.
Right in the house, and if your animal sleeps with you or sleeps in your room, God only knows what can be brought in.
They're going to be looking for something warm, you know, so... They're smart enough to know to try to find a warm animal to get onto and come into the house.
Well, you know, last year we had such a mess when it came to planning because we did not have a day below freezing in the month of May.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're headed this year. You know, people keep saying maybe we'll have a another snowfall or something.
I don't know, because it has to average out. So we're having all this warm weather. It's... means that there's going to be some cold weather later to average out the temperature.
Boy, I sure hope so, because we've got to do something, because last year I thought summer was not particularly good for growing anything because people didn't know what to do.
Right. We're just messed up.
We are. Well, hey, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you go. There is our March 1st history deadline. Now, you know what? I'm going to put Ernie here in our competition. We'll see how that all goes as time goes on. But one of our devoted listeners out there, and I appreciate that. You know, I always say there's a lot of people who don't call in every day, and that's absolutely true because I hear from them all over the place. But... hey, just being out there is pretty good by my estimation. Now, you know what I was thinking? While I was thinking about what Ernie was saying, There is another event that happened on March the 1st that I think would be particularly interesting for people who live here in Marion. Now, this is more of a Marion event. It turned into a national thing at the time, but a particularly interesting event for Marion happened on March the 1st. Does anybody know what that is? That might be a little harder to come by. I don't know. It's been more recent. An historic event that happened on March the 1st here, well, I'm not going to say it happened in Marion, but it has to do with Marion. And it certainly was historic. Does anybody know what that is? March the 1st, I guess, an historic day when it comes to Ohio. We've got certainly the historic event that happened in 1804 when it came to Ohio. But what historic event happened in regard to Marion, Ohio, on March the 1st? And again, telephone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Remember, I'm in the studio today, so that's the number to dial, 740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to let you think on that for a while. I'm not going to give that answer away right off the top of the program here this morning. But let's get started with some of our giveaways. Now, last week, I did some categories that had to do with Marion, and people did seem to like that. So, that's what I did again this morning, because people like playing the Family Feud, but they also, I like when people learn things about Marion or have to go into their mind to remember things that have happened here in Marion. So, our first category this morning has 12 big answers. 12 big answers. Now, here is the category. Restaurants in Marion that are no longer here. How about that? Restaurants in Marion that are no longer here. Now, obviously, there could be a ton of these, but I've got 12 on the list here today. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was going to call in and say that conversation between you and Mayor Scott Schercher was very interesting, and you've done a good job, very good job interviewing, and Scott Schercher and Mayor Scott Schercher done a very good job answering your questions since it wasn't staged ahead of time.
Well, you know, that's what I always like to tell people is that when the mayor comes on, he really has no idea what I'm going to ask him, and there's no preparation, so you get the real unvarnished answer from him.
Well, it's really an interesting conversation that I take it. I'm way far out of bounds of you two fellas of the education, both of you being in a school system and stuff, and you know how to conduct yourself and stuff in public, and I think it's a great thing that I have witnessed, knowing two people like that over the years that you've been interviewing, and I appreciate Scott, Mayor Scott Schercher, for being our mayor that long, too, the same as Jack Kellogg. It's been an interesting time. Now, the other times, the mayors, I can't really speak for them because I really didn't know them as well as I did those two fellows, and I guess everybody would say that because it's around long enough to know them. I know people say, well, I didn't know this candidate, and I don't know this candidate. That's true, but those two fellows have been around, and that's why they was elected all the time. They've done a job that they was supposed to do and done it fairly and squarely, and I hope to see candidates come back in and do the same thing as their performance, and we'll be doing a pretty good job in Marion, Ohio, the city of Marion, and the county of Marion. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there's a comment on the interview with Mayor Schertzer yesterday, and if you have any comments on that, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I got to make sure I get the number right. You know, flipping from studio to studio, you always got to make sure you get the number right. 740-383-9944. And remember, if you get the busy signal just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. You know, it is interesting that between Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer, our last two mayors, that makes up a 32-year period of time. 32 years. Jack Kellogg took office in 1992 and was mayor through 2007. And Mayor Schertzer took office in January of 2008. And he will be mayor through the end of this year, 2023. So, 32 years. Isn't that something? That we've had two men. And you know what? They've had elections. They each won four elections. So that's the way that cookie crumbles. And again, the question is, what historic event happened in regard to Marion on March 1st? Does anybody know that? Has to do particularly with Marion. Now, I do want to send out birthday wishes this morning to our friend and longtime devoted listener, Mary Bickley. Happy birthday today, Mary. That is an historic event to have a birthday. Everybody loves to have a birthday. Born on March the 1st. Mary, happy birthday. Hope you're out there having a great day today. You know, I kind of feel like Willard Scott announcing the birthdays on the program. Does anybody do that anymore on the Today Show now? Does anybody get out there and announce the birthdays? Willard used to do it with the 100-year-old people. He always did a great job with that. But I don't even know if they do that anymore. They might. I haven't watched the Today Show in a long time. I'm usually here doing this show when most of the Today Show's on. Okay, well, our opening Family Feud category this morning. Now, again, this is one that I made up, so I'll take all the criticism if it's not exactly right. And, of course, we can't fit everything on it. But the category, which has 12 answers, name a restaurant that was once in Marion that is no longer here. See, I thought this would be a good category. Because we're giving away a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco, and we're giving away a Del Taco beanie hat, so I thought we'll do restaurant trivia here this morning. 12 answers here in this category. Telephone number 740-383-9944, and we're going to do our drawing around 10 o'clock this morning, and you can pick up these prizes until noon today. Because Linda will be on after me this morning. She'll be on from 10:15 until noon. And then Adam will be on 12 to 1. But you'll be able to pick up your prizes this morning until noon. So if you actually do win this morning, you'll be able to come in and maybe go to Del Taco for lunch. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. I passed by there this morning on my way here. And there was really nobody in the drive-thru. So all the people who've been complaining about going to Del Taco because of the long lines, maybe go in the morning. I don't know what you can get in the morning. I hear these donuts are very good. But, yeah, go over to Del Taco in the morning. That seems to be a good time to get there, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Carol says Turoff's.
Oh, you know, Turoff's, that should have been on the list. I didn't put it on there, but it's a good guess.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to get a pie in your face on that one, Scott.
Aye, that's terrible that I left Turoff's off.
What was the favorite one that he made for you?
Oh, the coconut cream pie.
Or the butterscotch.
Or the banana cream pie. He did great with cream pies.
Okay, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. Yes, how did I leave Turoff's off the list? My goodness. How did that, you know, that's one of those things. Like last week I was doing the people, places, and things in Marion that were popular. And I left off Madge Cooper, Martha Dowse, Popcorn Festival. You know, I guess it's what's running through your mind at that particular time. So the category again this morning, restaurants that are no longer in Marion. Now, you know what, some restaurants just go on as time goes along. But I've got 12 of them written down here. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. And the winner this morning Every time you get an answer right, we'll put you in the competition. The winner this morning will get a Del Taco $10 gift card, and another winner will get a Del Taco beanie cap. All right. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. We have 12 of them. Now, they can be anything. They could be locally owned and operated. They could be national chains. They could be anything. But in my opinion, these were probably the most talked about restaurants in I don't know if I want to say in recent years, because I don't think they all were in recent years. But these are the ones that have come up recently that kind of jumped into my mind. So the category is restaurants that are no longer in Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you'll get in on a drawing that will happen this morning at, probably 9:58, 9:59. We'll give away $10 to Del Taco, as well as a Del Taco beanie hat. You know, and this is a very nice hat, especially on a little bit of a chilly morning, like this morning. It's a gray beanie hat, you know, kind of like the stocking caps that people wear. It's a gray one, has the Del Taco logo in white on the front of it. So we'll be giving away that right along with the $10 to Del Taco. Who's got a right answer out there this morning? A restaurant that used to be in Marion. Now, this could go from the beginning of time until recently. There might be a restaurant on here that is no longer here as of recent times. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, boy, I'm really bothering you this morning. I'm really on the ball today with the sun shining. Can you give a little variation there? Is that maybe a restaurant that is a drive-up through window and they have a restaurant inside? Are you talking about that combination or just strictly a go-in, sit-down restaurant?
I'll tell you, there are a couple. Let's see here. Let me look. 1, 2, 3 that would have had drive-up windows on here. Now, the rest are sit-down.
Okay.
There are 3 that did have drive-throughs.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, it could go both ways here. It could go drive-through restaurants. It could go sit-down restaurants. It could be a national chain. It could be a local place owned by a local person. Basically, the only criteria that we have here today is that it's no longer in business. Some place in Marion where you could get food that is no longer in business. Sit-down restaurant. Fast food place. Some place that is no longer in Marion. 740-383-9944. I thought this would be a good category. We'll give it another shot here. Go ahead, caller.
Well, one where we live and where we went into town and we ate there a lot of times was the Lookout restaurant.
Don't have the Lookout on here, but a good guess.
Lookout.
That's exactly right. Lookout. The Lookout did not make it on our particular list this morning. Now, the category again, restaurants that are no longer here in Marion. Now again, it can be a national chain, could be a local restaurant, could fall into all those categories. The only criteria here is it was in Marion at one point and is no longer here. There are 12 on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, and I should say, too, that it is Mary's birthday today. Mary is Brinley's grandmother. So, Brinley, I hope you're doing well today, too. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how about the Great Race Pizza?
You know, I was when the phone lit up, I thought, boy, the fact that I did not put that on the list, that's just a tragedy. What are we headed for with March 17th? I think our groundhog might have been wrong.
Well, you know, it's whether or not it's 6 weeks of winter or not. You know, we won't know that until around the 17th. You know, winter could come in hard and heavy at that point in time and last for another period of time. It wouldn't be an early spring.
Well, now tomorrow. March the 2nd. Now that will be 4 weeks since Groundhog Day. So we've only really got two more to go. So if something doesn't happen in the next 2 weeks, would we say we had an early spring? I don't know.
It might go that way.
How
about the Kagan Vine?
Oh, you know, no Kagan Vine on the list. How about that?
Yeah. Do you make up this list if you sleep or something? Or
you know, I came in this morning late, and I was really just scratching to write these things down here this morning.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, well, yeah, no Kagan Vine, no Great Race Pizza Shop. Boy, oh boy, no Turoffs, no Lookout. You know, I'm really in the tank this morning on this particular question. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I just tuned in, so what ones have been?
Nobody's gotten any of them yet.
Oh, what about the Humpty Dumpty?
No Humpty Dumpty on the list. Good guess, though.
Mm-hmm.
No Humpty Dumpty on the list here. Now, see how many of them there are, and apparently I must have made this list in my sleep. Alrighty. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. This is the category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I made two categories this morning that have to do with Marion, and we might not even get through the first one here. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. Now, remember, it can be national chains. It can be anything like that. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Isley's Shop or Friendly's?
You know, Friendly's is not on here, but the Isley's Shop is. Gotcha in, Trish.
Okay.
All right, Trish is now in. The Isley's Shop, of course, is on the list here this morning. So we've got one of them. One of the 12. At least though I wasn't too far off base. We did get the Isley's Shop. Restaurants that were here in Marion, but no longer are. Now remember, they could have been local restaurants, they could have been national restaurants, they could be drive-thrus, they could be anything of that nature. But I think all of these, at one time or another, might have been popular here in Marion. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, let's try the Isley Shop.
Isley Shop, number one on the list. Thank goodness we got somewhere.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Isley Shop, number one on the list. So now we've got Pat, Ernie, and Trish on the list here today. But we've only got one. One of the 12. All right. Well, we still got 12 more or 11 more chances to get in here. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the office studio today. 740-383-9944. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion, but once were, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how about Ryan's?
Ryan's, absolutely on the list.
And you know what I found out about that the other day? I was out there and just circled up through. I saw a new asphalt parking lot there. And Tri-Rivers took that building over.
You know, I had heard rumors about it. Now, is it their child care center that's going in there?
No, it says Tri-Rivers, big letters, so I thought it was affiliated with the school over there.
Oh, it might be. It might be. Well, I'm glad to hear they're doing something with that building.
So if Tri-Rivers goes in there, well, that building won't be flip-flopping just by different restaurants or anything, so that'll probably be a good thing for Marion, the expansion of Tri Rivers.
That's right. We flipped a lot of restaurants in that building over time.
Now that's pretty stable. It'll stay there probably.
Yeah, let's hope.
So, bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I just got a message from Mary, who's out there celebrating her birthday. Brinley says hello. Well, Brinley, hello on your way to school this morning. Our youngest fan, Brinley, out there. You can't go wrong with that, can you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. What a fun category we're having here. I have two answers on this, Ryan's and Isley's so far. That's where we are on this one. Go ahead, caller.
What about Hardee's or Frisch's?
You know, I did not put Frisch's on here, but Hardee's is on here. You know, that Hardee's that used to be over in Fair Park, I have no idea why that went out.
I don't either, because it's doing good up in Bucyrus.
Well, it did good here in Marion, and it was the only one we had in Marion. You thought it would have lasted.
Yeah. What about Arthur Treacher's, too?
Arthur Treacher's is on the list, absolutely. Number 11 on the list. We got it.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Trish gets in a couple more times there. Arthur, now we're getting some of these places. Now people are starting to think like I was thinking this morning when I made this list. We've got Isley's, Hardee's, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's. Still quite a few left to go here. I still think 8 on our list today. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I don't give up. I'm not. I'm hard to get rid of, but maybe you can give, since you made the list, maybe you can give us a north, south, east, or west, or downtown, or something like that, a little bit more leadway to give you a better guess of the old restaurants and this and that. We always like going down to Saratoga there on West Center Street. That was a good restaurant to go to.
Well, I'll tell you, the majority of these places, now not all of them, but the majority were probably out east.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, no problem. I would say the majority of these places were out east. But there are some of them weren't. There are some that were not out east. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the Harding Hotel.
No, not the Harding Hotel, but that's a good one too.
Yep.
Okay. Not the Harding Hotel, where they used to have the steamship round. You know, I never... What was the man... I see his daughter all the time, who used to do the steamship round in the Harding Hotel. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. His daughter is a great, great lady. We'll have to talk about that here in a second. It'll come to me. But the question is... Restaurants that are no longer in Marion. Now, can be anything, fast food, so on and so forth. Go ahead, caller.
What about Ponderosa?
Ponderosa. Now, we had a few of those absolutely on the list. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Trish gets in again with the old Ponderosa. Now, we had a Ponderosa where Ryan's was. We had a Ponderosa in the Odd Lots parking lot. We had a Ponderosa out on Delaware Avenue. So, yes, they are on the list, to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned you in. How about the L&K?
L&K, you know what? Nobody said it yet. You got it. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
L&K, absolutely. There were a few of those here in Marion as well. So far, we've got Ernie, Trish, Pat, Ted, Ryan... Boy, we've got gift cards here. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Brown House?
No Brown House on the list. No Brown House on the list. How about that? But we did have the L&K. Although there always is some dispute on where the L&Ks exactly were here in Marion. I know there was one on the east side of town, downtown, south side. Go ahead, caller.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord is on the list. Absolutely. Number 3. You got it. Smorgasbord on the list at number 3. Now we're plowing through them. 49 minutes past the hour. restaurants no longer in Marion. Now, remember, they can be local, national, drive-through, non-drive-through. Go ahead, caller.
I always enjoyed White Castle.
White Castle. You know, I put that on the list mainly because we wanted it, we wanted it, we wanted it.
I know.
We got it, then it went.
Yeah.
You know, how long was it here? Maybe 2 years?
Yeah, I think it was. And I never understood why it went out either.
No, I thought they were busy.
Well, yeah, well, they always were when I was there.
Yeah.
I used to buy, I was in there at least once a week, I think, because I always had a craving for those. But are you trying to think of Steve Bomas?
Bomas! Yes.
It was called the Steamboat Round, I think, not Steamship.
Steamboat. Now, did you ever have the Steamboat Round?
You know, I never did. No, you know, I did not go there.
I know it was a big piece of meat, but I'm not really sure what it consisted of.
What the cut was, yeah, I don't know. I was a little bit younger back when they were doing that. So.
Yeah, his daughter, Anna Bomas, is a great lady. I see her all the time, but yeah, Steve Bomas, that's the name. You got it. Hey, thanks.
You bet.
Yes, Mr. Bomas and the steamship round. Well, I called it the Steamboat Round. Whatever I called it. You know, sometimes you get up to do this show and things just aren't percolating properly. But yes, White Castle is on the list. Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's. But we still have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. We've got 8. We've still got 4 left. And a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie. Beanie hat. It's kind of a neat thing. And you'll be able to pick it up today till noon because I am at the studio. And Linda will be on through noon today. So you can come here and pick that up and go over and have lunch at Del Taco. Go ahead, caller.
Well, the White Castle was there, and then the Popeyes, it was there, and then it was gone, and that's all I see on TV, eat at Popeyes, and we have none, but we did have one, so does that count?
We did, and that is on the list. You got it.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Yes, Popeyes is on this particular list. So now we're down to what, 3? Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeyes, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's. 3 restaurants left to go that are no longer here in Marion. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning.
What are you doing up so early?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Some habits are hard to break.
See, I knew you'd be getting up early. You can't break getting up in the morning like that.
I know. What about, I don't know how far back we're going here, but what about that Cart, Motown, Coney Dog, Coney Island, whatever?
You know, I don't have that on the list, but did they ever open up a food truck, or what happened with that?
I'm not sure, but boy, that restaurant sure didn't stand. What was that? Like maybe not even 6 months, I don't think.
No, and when it opened up, I remember them showing pictures of it being packed in there, and I heard a lot of good word about it from people. I never made it in there myself, but I don't know what.
Yeah, and another thing why I was hopeful for them was there's not, well, I don't think there's anything quite like that. You know, it wasn't like, oh, another burger joint or another pizza joint.
You know, do we have a good hot dog place here in Marion?
I mean, I feel like Stewart's, you can get a good Coney Dog there, but...
Well, I mean, like, let's just say I wanted a real hot dog with, like, some hot dog sauce. Like a Tony Paco's, or what's the other famous hot dog chain that's around? There's another one. I can't think of it, but...
I mean, we count, like, what about A&W?
You know, can you get a hot dog at A&W?
I don't ever go there.
I know you can get a Coney Dog at Dairy Queen in Jersey and places like that, but like it just if you wanted like a stadium baseball hot dog, I don't even know if you can get that at Stewart's.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
So how's little Liam doing?
Oh, he's his nickname is Cheeks. We call him Cheeks because his cheeks are. He was like a little chipmunk. He's just adorable. I was over there yesterday playing with him and. loving on him, and Oliver's just the best big brother he could ever be.
now is he just a week old today?
Yes.
Week old. My goodness.
Well, time flies.
And that's right. Doesn't it, though? You'll be back to work before you know it.
I know. I only have one more week of vacation.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I have to go back to work, I guess.
Well, you got to keep playing today because you could go to lunch at Del Taco. Have you been there?
Sorry for all the Del Taco people, but what about Arthur Treacher's? Anybody said that?
Yeah, we do have Arthur Treacher's on the list.
That somebody else already said?
Yeah, we already have. Let me run them down for you here. Because people at home probably want to know, too, if they're just tuning in. Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeye's, Ryan's, and Arthur Treacher's. Three left.
Rax?
No Rax, but that's a good one.
Hardee's?
We got Hardee's.
Fair Park Family Restaurant.
Yes, Fair Park Family Restaurant is, that is on. You know, I thought that would be the one that would be the hardest to get. But, there's one on here that might be a little harder, and obviously we haven't gotten it yet, and we're down to two. But, yes, Fair Park Family Restaurant is on the list.
Hmm. Well, have a good show, Scott.
Thanks, Sarah.
See ya.
All right, Sarah, the proud grandmother of a new grandchild 1 week ago today, little Liam, and we're glad he's doing okay. All right, two restaurants left on the list here. We're going to do this next hour, so don't go anywhere. 56 minutes past the hour here. We've got Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Hardee's, White Castle, whole big list here. Go ahead, caller.
What about G.D. Ritzy?
Not G.D. Ritzy, but that's a good one. G.D. Ritzy, I think that was over here in this neck of the woods, if I remember right. Two restaurants left on the list that are no longer open here in Marion. Now, remember today, we're giving a gift card to Del Taco, $10, and a Del Taco beanie. It's a gray beanie hat, like a stocking cap, you would wear, and it has the little Del Taco logo on the front of it in white. All right, two restaurants left on the list today. And again, happy birthday wishes to Mary. It's her birthday out there. And hello to Brinley, if you're still listening. Okay. Restaurants no longer in Marion. And I'll tell you, I will give you a hint on this. Both of these were sit-down restaurants. These were not drive-through restaurants. They were both sit-down. And I'll tell you this. One was local, and one was national. So that's where we are in this particular category. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
What about the Starlight Drive-In?
No Starlight, but a good guess. No Starlight on the list, but we've got a good amount of people in the competition, which is good. The more people in the competition, the better it is for all of us. Ernie, Trish, Pat, Ted, Sarah. Let's add some more people in this in the next hour here this morning. Giveaway Wednesday here on the station. Two restaurants left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Sambo's.
No Sambo's on the list. Controversial place.
Yeah, how about George's restaurant then?
You know, this is when I'm making these lists out. It's bad. No Turoff's, no George, it's bad.
This is before the morning cola.
All right. I know. Thanks. No, none of George's restaurants are on the list. I know, he's going to haunt me for that. George is still with us, so I guess it's not really a haunting. What would you say? He's going to kill me for that. Let's put it that way. All right, two restaurants. Out of business now in Marion, but we're here at one point. They were both sit-down restaurants. One was local, one was a national chain. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we're going to be giving away a $10 gift card to Del Taco or a Del Taco beanie. Oh, you know what? We never heard from Sarah or Mary. I wonder if they ever got their neighbor's pizza. We heard from Ted and Judy and Trish that all went well. I don't know if we ever heard back from anybody on the root beer floats. Ryan and Charlene and Mary, I think, got the root beer floats. So let us know if you had an experience at Neighbor's Pizza or Stewart's Root Beer with all the free stuff we gave away last week. It's always good to hear back. 740-383-9944. Well, we're coming up on the break here. Restaurants that are no longer in business in Marion. We got Isley's, L&K, Smorgasbord, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Hardee's, White Castle, Ponderosa, Popeye's, Ryan's, Arthur Treacher's on the list. Two left to go, and we're going to come back and get those two in about 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
FMLP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Yeah.